Preservationists in Mesa are trying to save a building slated for demolition. The Kiva Lodge is expected to be torn down to make way for an affordable housing project, but advocates are trying to convince the new property owners to keep it standing. Vic Linoff is president of the Mesa Preservation Foundation.
The Kiva Lodge is a unique piece of Mesa history. As best we can tell, it is probably the oldest example of roadside lodging still left in the city. Keep in mind that right after the federal highway program was initiated in about 1927, four federal highways came into the valley through Mesa, and that began the movement of the construction of roadside businesses that would appeal to motorists and travelers. And one of the first, about 1925, David Franks opened a tourist stop. At that time, it wasn't a hotel, and it was full of Indian artifacts, things of that sort. And it really became an iconic feature along those highway routes.
What kind of condition is it in now?
We have not had a chance to really take a look at the interior of it, but by all appearances, it seems to be in remarkably good condition. Until recently, when it was purchased, it was an operating motel, so it had to meet codes and things of that sort.
So let's talk about that purchase, because it was bought by a group that is looking to develop the area that includes the Kiva Lodge. There's some other buildings on the same piece of property or right next to it. What are the plans, and what do you think of what those plans are?
The plans are to put up affordable housing. As you well know, there's a lot of difficulty in this market for people to get into housing for the first time. And the group that is doing the construction is Chicanos por la Causa. And that organization is divided into two parts. The nonprofit, I think that everybody knows about, does a lot of good work, not only in the Valley, but throughout the state. And there's the second part, is the Chicanos por la Causa development arm, and that is a for-profit. So it is the for-profit arm that has purchased three properties to develop into affordable housing. Their plans are quite preliminary, so we have not seen a lot of detail in what it might look like, but there will be a substantial number of units on that property.
What would happen to the Kiva Lodge, and what would you like to see happen with the Kiva Lodge under these even preliminary plans?
Well, obviously, because of its history and its significance, we are very committed to try to convince and influence the developer to keep that portion of the property. I haven't done the math, but my guess is that it occupies less than 10% of the entire site. So it isn't a substantial part of the project. And our goal is to try to convince them to save it. The city can intervene in some ways with a bit of pressure. The property requires some rezoning and some variances in order to develop in the way they want. And that means the city can apply that pressure in the form of a trade-off. You know, we'll give you the what you need, but we want you to do what you can to save this important piece of history.
Have you had conversations either with the development group or with the city about ways to try to either preserve the building or maybe incorporate it into the new development?
Early on, the Mesa Preservation Foundation did meet with a representative from the Chicanos por la Causa, and that's when we were informed that their intent was to tear it down. We have had conversations with the mayor and several council members about this issue, and they are the ones who have talked directly to the developer about devising a strategy in which the Kiva can be saved.
Do you think that there are ways to try to incorporate the Kiva Lodge into the rest of the development?
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of opportunities now for a unique site like the Kiva that provides special opportunities that would be very useful for an affordable housing project. You could put in there some small businesses that would service this project.
In your mind, does the entirety of the Kiva Lodge need to be preserved? Like, are there parts of it that maybe are more historically significant, more important to preserve? You know, if some of it has to go, that might be okay. But, you know, like the main office or, you know, where the superintendent lived or something like that, or a sign outside that would be most important to save in your mind?
I don't think so. I think you have to take it in its entire context. Probably the most recognizable and important part of the Kiva that we haven't talked about is the neon sign. Mm. It is one of the best still standing in the valley. And in fairness to the developer, they have offered the sign to the Mesa Preservation Foundation. So no matter what would happen to the physical property, the sign would be protected. It would have to be taken down and removed. But that said, like any piece of history, we want to see things stay where they are, because the sign represents the context and tells a story about what is behind it.
So what to you would Mesa lose if the Kiva Lodge is torn down in favor of this housing development?
A significant piece of its history. Remember, throughout the valley, we are in a state where most of our past has been removed. And think about new people moving into the valley, and we're growing dramatically. Mesa is now something like the 36th largest city in the country, larger than Minneapolis, Kansas City. And if you don't have something that tells your community's past, how does one develop an attachment to their new community?
Vic Linoff is president of the Mesa Preservation Foundation. We also reached out to Chicanos Por La Causa for comment. In a statement, they said, quote, "As a 53-year-old Arizona nonprofit with an appreciation of both the past and the future, we did our due diligence and spoke with a number of officials when we were approached by the city of Mesa to consider acquiring the site for redevelopment. Our understanding is the concern was preserving the sign, and we immediately agreed to donate it for those efforts. We are here to do good and build affordable housing when our communities need it most to address a housing crisis. We look forward to continuing our conversations with the Mesa Preservation Foundation and other partners," end quote.